delicious, Rita. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Yes, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Here we are, the final few days of June 2017. It's sort of like we just put our car in neutral on June 1st, and then the next thing you know, here we are, the 29th day of June. How about that, friends? So good to see you. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll here with you. Next week, we are going on vacation. Looking forward to our annual family vacation in Santa Claus, Indiana. That's southern Indiana. We normally stay at a nice cabin, and there's a nice theme park, Holiday World, and Splash and Safari, and a large pool area there, and water theme park. And yeah, looking forward to turning off that phone and not doing anything on the laptop, oversleeping, you know, all that fun stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. So that is next week. But this week has been so busy. You know how it is when before you go out of town for a few days and you're trying to work ahead. And so it's been one of those weeks. That's for sure. Fred, I pray that your week has been going well. And actually, I hope you have a chance to visit our Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana, Unit 112, right across from the food court. We have some English conversation classes going on until July 13th. It's every Monday and Thursday up to July 13th from 10:30 to 11:30 in the morning. And we'll pick back up at the end of July. But if you want to get more details on the English conversation classes at the Great News Radio Center, just give us a call, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on New Events, and you'll get information right there. Again, that's greatnewsradio.org. And with it being summer, yeah, we are winding down the last day or so of June. Of course, July starts on Saturday. With that being said, normally here in the summer months, things are quite slow in terms of giving. And so your gift, your financial contribution to this listener-supported ministry will help us kind of fill in the gaps here in the slow summer months. And if you feel led to do so, we would greatly appreciate a gift of support. Our mailing address here is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can make a gift online at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on Donate. Well, coming up here in a few moments, we are going to talk about, can I really trust the Bible? I'll tell you what, the Word of God is under attack today from many different groups who say the Bible can't be trusted. Well, today we're going to take a look at internal sources and external sources that prove that the Word of God, the Bible, can be trusted. Coming up right after this here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio.
Shine on me, shine.
Today from your childhood? What item from your childhood still works today that you have today? For some of us, maybe it's a game, maybe it's a toy, but regardless, friend, of what product or item we may consider dependable or reliable, it will fail us at some time. Not so with the Bible. You know, polls reveal, however, that an increasing number of people do not believe they can trust the Bible to be God's authoritative message. Nevertheless, despite its dismissal by skeptics, the Bible has been proven repeatedly, time and time again, to be trustworthy, reliable, and accurate. Friend, the only safe place to build your life is on God's Word. You know, many people acknowledge the value of the Bible, but affirming its value does not mean they build their lives on it, or that they even find it reliable in their life. Skeptics want to dismiss Christianity, saying that it's based on a flawed document. If the Bible then is flawed, then how could we trust it for matters of eternal significance? These are honest questions. But you know what, friend? The Bible continually shows us its trustworthiness and reliability, and we can trust it in all matters. Amen. I love what it says in Psalm 119. It says, "Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all of their heart. They do no wrong, but follow his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all of your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me." And it continues in Psalm 119. 119 is a very, very long psalm, but in verses 137 through 144, it says, "You are righteous, Lord, and your laws are right. The statutes you have laid down are righteous. They are fully trustworthy. My zeal wears me out, for my enemies ignore your words. Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them." He goes on to say, "Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands give me delight. Your statutes are always righteous. Give me understanding that I may live." You know, people often say you can't trust the Bible. It has been changed over so many times throughout the years, and it's been disproved by science. You know, friend, nothing, and I mean nothing, could be further from the truth. Of all the ancient manuscripts considered trustworthy by scholars, the Bible is the best attested and most reliable work in existence today. Biblical principles guided our founding fathers. Come on now. As they created a great and enduring form of government. I mean, lives built upon the principles in Scripture are like sturdy steel ships that safely sail the stormy seas of life. To a person skeptical of God's Word, one could reply, "Try it, and then you'll like it." It's like the one psalm says, "Taste and see the goodness of the Lord." You know, Psalm 119, as we just read, is loaded with claims for the reliability and truthfulness of the Word of God. We refer to it as internal evidence, which means inside the Word of God that proves that it's true and it's reliable. Many wonder if there's evidence outside of the Bible that confirms the trustworthiness of Scripture. Well, there's quite a few external evidence. Archaeologists have discovered and confirmed many locations and events in the Bible, such as the location of Nineveh or the Pool of Siloam, where Jesus healed the blind man. Evidence of King David's ruling kingdom, also the rule of Pontius Pilate. Archaeology has not disproved any event, person, or location in Scripture. Isn't that amazing? Archaeology has not disproved any event, person, or location in Scripture. Plus, also consider the multitude of manuscripts. There are vast numbers of both Old and New Testament manuscripts found over the years. But also, look how the Word of God has impacted humanity. No book changed the world more so than the Bible. Kings and presidents, sailors and astronauts, and soldiers and peacemakers have invoked its words and its principles. Many of us have read or heard stirring accounts that demonstrates the impact of the Bible. You know, there are some sayings today that actually came from the Bible. Did you know that? There are some sayings today. You know, there's that saying, a house divided itself cannot stand. Many people think Abraham Lincoln came up with that. No, it was Jesus from Mark chapter 3 and Matthew chapter 12. You ever hear that saying, can a leopard change its spots? That actually came from the Word of God. Jeremiah 13. Or you ever hear that saying, there's nothing new under the sun? Well, that's from the book of Ecclesiastes. You ever hear the term, you're a doubting Thomas? Well, that comes from the Bible as well, from John 20. You ever hear the saying, I'm about to go to my wit's end? Well, that's from Psalm 107. You ever hear the term, well, the writing's on the wall? Well, that's from Daniel chapter 5. You ever hear the saying, I'm nothing but skin and bones? Well, friend, that's from Job 19. So a lot of these sayings that we hear today are actually from the Word of God. So can the Bible be trusted? Yes, the Bible can be trusted. Psalm 119 thunders forth the truth that God's word is righteous, pure, and true. The writer used synonyms to refer to God. When the writer called the Lord righteous, he was ascribing to him a consistency of character in which there is no deviation. He also said that God is upright and maintains his unswerving standard of perfection. Therefore, his rules or judgments are altogether right, since his rules reflect his character. And the Lord's everlasting righteousness expresses itself in a law that is true. All that God has spoken is accurate. Friend, get this. Everything that God has spoken is accurate, and there isn't the slightest taint of falsehood in his word. It's amazing how many churches met on Sunday, this past Sunday. And there are some churches that opened the word of God and preached and proclaimed the good news, the power of the gospel. And there are some churches that didn't even open or refer to the scriptures or the word of God at all. It just breaks my heart. Because there are some churches, unfortunately, that do not believe that scripture, all scripture, is from the mouth of God. It's amazing. All that God has spoken is accurate, and there isn't the slightest taint of falsehood. We can rest in that today. So knowing that Scripture is 100% true, without error, and it's pure, righteous, and the true Word of God, don't you think that we need to be studying it? Not only studying it, but applying it to our lives. You know, the psalmist was determined not to just know God's word, but to order his life by it. How do we grow in obedience and avoid what is wrong? The answer is learn to walk, to live in the ways of the Lord. And honestly, friend, this requires intense and diligent effort on our part. This effort is not an attempt to earn favor with God, but rather it is a response to his gracious revelation of himself. You know, I love what it says in Ezra chapter 7, verse 10. It says, for Ezra had devoted himself to the study and the observance of the law of the Lord and to teaching its decrees and laws to Israel. It says, Ezra devoted himself to the study. He purposely went out, studied the scriptures. And not only that, he observed the law of the Lord. He observed it, which means I looked it up online. It says observance means the action or practice of fulfilling or respecting the requirements of law, morality, or ritual. So, in other words, it was an action. So he not only just read about it, but he responded and applied it to his life. That's what Ezra did. He devoted himself to the study and the observance of the law of the Lord. In James, it talks about don't be mere hearers of the word, but be doers of the word as well. So we know the word of the Lord is true. We know that the Bible is accurate based on internal evidence and also external evidence and how it has transformed our lives. And knowing all of that, we need to be getting into it. If it's truly the word of God, if that was inspired, all scripture being inspired by the word of God, don't you think we need to be studying it? Don't you think we need to be living it out in our lives? So knowing that the word of God is true, knowing that the Bible is accurate and the word of God that points us to the one and only true King, let's dive into it. Let's get to know it. Let's saturate ourselves within the word of God and let's apply it to our lives. So we can say, like Ezra said, that he had devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of the Lord. Let's do the same thing and follow his footsteps.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. And there is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle and makes his home. Carry your candle and run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn. And hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light your frustrated brother, see how he's tried to light his own candle some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame. So carry your candle. Hearts are blazing, so let's raise our candles and light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus. Make us a beacon in darkest times. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the your candle, go light your
Lettuce Rice here on today's edition of Mark and Friends. You can always catch up with me, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. Would love to hear from you. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.